Orange County executive Steve Newhouse spent Thursday in several places for different reasons. I caught up with him in New Windsor to talk about vandalism in a nearby village, mall reopenings, and more. Republican County Executive Newhouse joined Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney for a press conference in New Windsor about the House-passed $1.5 trillion infrastructure package that would deliver funding to repair bridges like the one crossing Moodna Creek, which stood behind them. They then headed to Washingtonville, where earlier in the week, someone sawed off a flagpole at a 9/11 firefighters memorial and vandalized a sign at St. Mary's Parish Center.
You know, very disappointing, but you know, people do stupid things. And we have people that vandalize throughout the country, monuments, certain cemeteries, synagogues. It turns out usually that it's just an uneducated person that has misconceptions. I don't think they're evil. I don't think they're terrorists. I think they're misled. There was a memorial in Long Island for a Medal of Honor recipient that a kid came with a hammer and broke every piece of marble there. He had no idea what the guy was. He had no idea what a Navy SEAL was. It was a young kid. And the family said, rather than punish him, put him in jail, or give him a record, give him community service to do veteran projects to learn what it's about. And I think that's the same situation here. Nothing is more sacred in this country, in this generation, your generation, my generation, than what happened in 9/11. And the firefighters, and that's a cop and firefighter town, Washingtonville. A lot of them there, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. So it does hurt. But we've all collectively talked already. They also did a couple places of worship there, a couple churches. And we all agreed. I told the same thing to the priest, and they said the same thing. It's just a probably misled youth that wanted to make a statement, thought they were doing something here. And we'll move on from it. I'm sure they're going to find out who did it.
So far, he says there is no video of the incident caught by any neighbors. The parish center operates as a food pantry, and a sign was damaged. Firefighters have been keeping watch overnight at the memorial. A reward that started at $3,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest. Meantime, Newhouse says the county has been losing $1 million a week in sales tax revenue. With the Mid-Hudson region having entered Phase 4 July 7th, it remains to be seen whether consumers feel comfortable enough returning to retailers and restaurants in high enough numbers.
Everything is picked up again, in my opinion, and outside of the box industries that the obituary was written for, like drive-in theaters, I met them today. They had 95% of the people coming to see my drive-in theaters are from New York City. They're driving through the day, two-hour ride, one-hour ride, depending on the commute, and then going there.
And anything you wish the governor did differently that would have helped?
I think there's a lot of Monday morning quarterback that could be done. I think retail should have never been closed totally. At least they should have been doing curbside so they didn't have to close everything. I think I went to a funeral earlier today, and it was a very small crowd because of the things. But everybody has to wear a mask the entire time. But you're sitting I was sitting 10 feet away from the nearest person. I don't think you have to wear a mask the whole time, especially if you're allowed to go to a restaurant and not wear a mask. If you're separated from somebody, and the people that you're with are only people that you're with on a normal basis, then, you know, there's some things that we can be a little more flexible on. But at the end of the day, it's very tough stuff, very uncharted territory. The country and the state has been hit with a tidal wave. And, you know, I think we've done the best we could, and we are prepared for a second wave right now. That's what I've done. I've restocked up all my emergency supplies. We are ready if something happens. I think we'll be better prepared because now we'll be able to squash it. People are like, is it going to shut us down even worse? The flu of 1918, whatever, was worse when a second wave, but they were able to squash it now. We're contact tracing. That's why when you go to a restaurant, they have your name. When you go to a wedding, we're advocating to open weddings if they're spacing because we have everybody's name. We can track them down.
Okay, and you said $1 million a week you're losing in sales?
Losing over $1 million a week in sales tax. Now, we're going to know next week because now things have been open again, how we've rebounded since the Phase 4 opening, but it's still a lot of damage. A lot of people are still uncomfortable going to places.
Before Phase 1 reopening and along the way, Newhouse, at times with the Hudson Valley's three other Republican county executives, formally called on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to move up the phases and include more industries. Also Thursday, Newhouse delivered his daily COVID-19 briefing.
Just because I give you the news and it's bad news, please don't kill the messenger. I was in Greenwood Lake the other day, and I guess they had a meeting out there, and he said, look, county exec's doing a good job putting out this, that, and the other thing, but why did he cancel the Renaissance Fair? I didn't cancel the Renaissance Fair. I get the messages sent to me. I give them to you. So just because I might give you bad news sometimes, please don't attribute it to me.
Malls were permitted to reopen Friday with an air filtration caveat.
The only mall I know that's opening in Orange County is the Walk Hill Mall, the Galleria. Newburgh, I don't believe, is opening. We reached out to them. They get a green light that they're opening yet. In order to open malls, you have to have this new air filtration system on it, the 0.1 microns. We talked about it a couple times before. So some of you ask questions like, what is the new standards now if I go to the mall? So face masks, social distancing, enhanced cleaning and sanitizing, enhancements to air circulation. I talked about that. Proactive touchless disinfecting, hand sanitizing stations. You'll see all that stuff. They're also encouraging to continue to utilize curbside pickup, and daily health screenings are going to be done by Crystal Run employees. That's at the Walk Hill Mall.
Woodbury Common premium outlets reopened previously. In neighboring Rockland County, the Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack reopened Friday, and Rockland County Executive Ed Day was scheduled to hold a press conference with the center's general manager Friday afternoon. In 2019, the Palisade Center paid $21.4 million in property taxes and generated more than $22 million in local sales tax revenue. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in New Windsor.